Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Jol. The song was popularized by Dol Sumbang, a musician from West Java. The song lyrics tell the story of someone who cannot resist the presence of an ex-lover who has often hurt and betrayed him. However, every time the ex comes back, he finds it difficult to resist her presence. Despite trying to close the heart, the ex keeps coming and forcibly opening the opportunity to her heart. In the end, the key to the heart is lost and remains open forever. Well, listener, here is the song Jol by Dol Sumbang. Enjoy!
Datang dari sangat sabar barakai ngahiana nganyanya coro 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 anjen datang dari coro anjen datang dari ku aneh nak ku ribet mengle hara resi nutup hati coro 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 anjen datang dari
buku ringgi tutup buka
rusak engselna
buku ringgi tutup anjen dibuka
tutup buka lenyit kocina
buku ringgi tutup anjen dibuka
tutup buka lesok tulakna pantomuka sana coba anjen datang deh kungsi ngahianat kungsi nganyanyari kuring leng-leng elek deh daik deh poho-poe kanakanyari
Kukuring di tutup anjen dibuka.
Tungtung nama pantomuka sana.
Kukuring di tutup anjen dibuka.
sa sulat na.
Suku hindi su, suku ay hindi bukan.
Untung na mapantumukasan na lang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sampak Beduk is Beduk art by using Waditra, namely many Beduk and beaten simultaneously, and it produced beautiful typical rhythm. Rampak Beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. National independence is not the end, but people's freedom of creativity is the main goal. A quote by Sultan Syahrir. Listener, Sultan Syahrir is the first Prime Minister of Indonesia. He is known as a freedom fighter, a diplomat, and a thinker with a crucial role in fighting for Indonesia's independence. This one of the founding fathers has a great patriotism, nationalism, and care for the people. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
So listener, our coordinating minister for economic affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, recently said that the policy about foreign exchange earnings from the export of natural resources is not exclusive to Indonesia, but this similar policy has been implemented by Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam. Reported by AntaraNews.com, listener, the newly established government regulation number 8 of 2025, which will take effect from March the 1st, requires exporter to deposit 100% of the forex earned from natural resource export into domestic banks within 12 months. But he explains that the difference between the regulation we have in our country and also in other countries lies in the obligation to pay in foreign exchange. Well, in Malaysia and Thailand, require converting the earnings into their local currencies, but in Indonesia, we allow the exporters to use forex to avoid transfer pricing and to ensure a smooth operation of each export company.
Banyak
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local Children Protection Agency or visit unicef.org.
So you're still tuned to Radio Voice of His Voice of Indonesia, and more things about Indonesia is coming up next, but this time I'd like to invite you to tell us what you think about our broadcast. You can send it to our application RRI Digital.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jatuh hujan di jari-jari semua orang inginkan teruk hujan.
Queen of advertisement in Indonesia, Wheezy, because before she her debut in music, she appeared on so many advertisements on Indonesian, not only television, but also billboards and so many places. Hence the name, the Queen of the advertisement. I hope that you enjoy that piece from Wheezy, titled Hujan or Rain. And now, we move on to another thing, listener, in which the Ministry of Social Affairs is joining hands with the Ministry of Villages and Development of the Disadvantaged Regions. They want to create an action plan to eliminate extreme poverty, especially in villages. Reportabandarins.com, according to the Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf, the action plan will be based on the Presidential Instruction No. 4/2025 on national integrated social and economic data. And according to him, with the data, they will be able to see which region in the country that they can cooperate with various institutions in Indonesia. And the minister added that the real action that will be carried out will consist of social protection, social rehab, and social empowerment. And with this synergy, it is expected that the ministries will meet the targets set by the president, such as achieving 0% extreme poverty by no later than 2026, and also reducing poverty rate to below 5% by 2029. And here's a song about someone going or taking a lot of distance just to meet their lover, and a song by Malik The Essentials entitled Aurora.
Dengar jelas bintang utara memanggil satu hari yang dinanti terpancar terang di bawah langit terlihat jejak setapak mengarah dan ku sedang mengikuti sampai ke dalam wujudnya dari hati lalu di tanah air udara kau ancaman ikut bicara sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arung hitam muda terus menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Jarak tujuan terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membiasku kan datang sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara kau ancaman ikut bicara sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arung hitam muda terus menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Dari hati lalui tanah air udara kau ancaman ikut bicara sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arung hitam muda untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah
terpesona aku mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Benhar Jarang, said, "This beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells."
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
Yang di sebelah itu punya bukit Teletubbies.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves, and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Cantiknya kau, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Benhar said, Pulisan Tourist Village forms a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes.
Tim rescue yang namanya.
So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, We see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Hanyalah dialah.
Bersenang-senanglah di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku.
Unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Indonesia.
Bagi porsi makanan khas dari Indonesia. Ya, terbuat dari.
Majekotu is a typical snack of Andrakang, made from sticky rice, grated coconut and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Thank you.
segala risau hatiku dan biarkan diriku mencintaimu hingga ujung usiaku. Jika nanti ku sanding dirimu miliki aku dengan segala kelemahanku, dan bila nanti engkau di sampingku, jangan pernah letih untuk mencintaiku. Akhirnya ku menemukanmu. Saat hati ini mulai merapu, ku berharap engkau lah segala risau hatiku, dan biarkan diriku mencintaimu hingga ujung usiaku.
It was of his Voice of Indonesia, available on vionis.id and also the application RRI Digital. In a moment, listener, you will be able to also watch us on RRI Net channel, which is actually available on the cable TVs across Indonesia. And I'd like to invite you to follow our social media accounts like Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and also Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. In a moment, we'll continue, but first, let's listen to Ari Lasso with Misteri Ilahi.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo says policy forex earnings must be placed domestically. First, in Indonesia, Indonesian President launches Bullion Bank, and here is the news in detail. To strengthen the resilience of the national economy, the government has enacted the government regulation number 8 of 2025 that requires foreign exchange earnings from natural resources exports must be placed domestically. Dora Pardede has the details.
The utilization of Indonesia's natural resources must be optimized for the prosperity of the nation and the people, one of which is by increasing the export of foreign exchange reserves from natural resources. To strengthen and enlarge the impact of the management of foreign exchange proceeds from natural resources export, President Prabowo Subianto requires 100% of the natural resources export earnings to be placed for 12 months in domestic national banks. This policy is stated in Government Regulation No. 8 of 2025, which President Prabowo announced in a press conference at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, Monday.
Dalam rangka memperkuat dan memperbesar dampak,
to strengthen and enlarge the impact of the management of foreign exchange proceeds from the export of natural resources, the government stipulates Government Regulation No. 8 of 2025, the main substance of which is as follows. The first, government stipulates that the obligation to place foreign exchange proceeds from the export of natural resources in Indonesia's financial system will be increased to 100% with a period of 12 months from the placement in a special account of foreign exchange proceeds from the export of natural resources in a national bank.
The president explained that this regulation applies to exporters in the mining, except oil and gas, plantation, forestry, and fisheries sectors. Prabowo also estimated that foreign exchange proceeds from export that will be deposited in domestic banks could increase by $80 billion by 2025 and could even reach more than $100 billion if the money is kept for 12 months, starting from Government Regulation No. 8 of 2025, effective on March 1, 2025. Dora Pardede reporting.
Still from our president, the President Prabowo Subianto will inaugurate the first bullion bank in Indonesia on February 26, 2025. Ranov has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has said that Indonesia will establish a special bank to deposit gold, the first of its kind in the country. In the presidential press statement on the obligation to keep forex exchange proceeds from natural resource export in the country Monday, 17 February 2025, Prabowo said that initiated bullion bank in the first time in Indonesia history.
Kita akan bentuk bank emas, bank emas.
We are going to establish a bullion bank. So at this time, we don't have a bank for our gold. There is no any bullion bank in our country. A lot of our gold is mined and goes overseas. And now we want to have a special bank for gold in Indonesia.
The Indonesia.
President Prabowo Subianto added that the bullion bank is scheduled to be inaugurated on 26 February 2025. On the same occasion, President